Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. In a few seconds, we'll be joined by Ronald Evergy. We'll be discussing after the workout about the amount of fizzy drinks and takeouts that South Africans eat and what does this say about our health. So that's coming up, inshallah. Our other guest, Dr. Zaida Kotu, will not be able to join us today, so we'll be talking about the benefits of miswak. And there's so much health benefits, it's unreal. I have been experiencing it personally, and we'll talk about that, inshallah, in a few minutes' time. But now it's time to join Ronald for the workout and for the discussion, so we welcome him onto the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald Evergy.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brother Ijaz? You're promoted.
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you doing, my brother?
Well, I'm so far so good, and I'm as always excited to chat to everybody. And thank you very much for sharing some insightful information and research and facts that are out there on Twitter yesterday. And it just goes to show that the timing of your workout throughout the day will help increase your potential results, depending what those results are, whether it's strength or fat burn.
100%. You know, I was a bit concerned about the timing of the program, but after seeing those facts, it shows that the timing is actually quite good and beneficial to those that work out at this time. So that's great.
You know, it's great. Also, it's lunchtime. So many people tend to overconsume on lunch because they don't eat properly throughout the day.
Yes.
So by doing the workout, it begins to curb that appetite, so you have what the body needs, not what you think the body needs, which tends to be oversupply of calories.
100%. We now also know what the body needs, and that is workout and exercise. And I'm sure you're all set for today's workout.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And today's workout is pretty much of a chilled one,
okay,
but one that is so important. And we do this every now and then when we focus on flexibility, because flexibility is so neglected in any and every workout. Even those avid gym bunnies don't do enough flexibility, so they risk injury to their body. So let's get going with this workout. But with stretching, we need to remember we've got to warm the body up. And you know, we always start off with a warm-up. Mm-hmm. And today's warm-up is basically, I want you to do, when you're standing upright, I want you to literally do something known as buttocks kickers, where you literally raise your heel backwards to kick your buttock, and you alternate the legs on that way. It's something that you do in sports, where you put your hands behind your back and you go faster. Here we're going to start off slowly and go left, right leg, left leg, right leg. The reason we're doing this is because it begins to flex joint, but also begins to warm up the back area as well, because you have to keep your back upright in order to do this exercise. And you warm up the quadricep, which is very, very important. So let's go for it. Kick back while standing.
Yes, indeed. We've been doing that exercise for what seems like forever, but we've managed to get Ronald onto the line again. Assalamu alaikum, bro.
So you really should be warm now. So it's become a cardio and a stretching workout. So everyone stop that now. You should be really warm. And let's get back into some stretches, brother Jones, you know. And we're going to focus on stretching certain areas of the body where there's a lot of tension build up, especially if you're sitting or you're not moving as much as what you should.
Right.
So the first thing I want everybody to do, okay, is while you're standing up, I want you to open your feet wider than shoulder width apart. I want you to bend your knees slightly. And I want you to lean forward and let your hands try to touch the ground in front of you. Now, you'll notice I said keep your knees bent. Many people go straight into a straight leg exercise with this, and they stretch the hamstring. They must remember the hamstring is a very long muscle. And when you keep the knees bent, you begin to work different areas of the hamstring. And as you keep your hands on the floor with your knees bent, I now want you to straighten the right leg, keeping the left leg bent slightly. Hold it for 10 seconds. And then you alternate, where you bend the right leg and then straighten the left. And you hold that for 10 seconds. And you do this for 7 repetitions on each side. This really begins to stretch the hamstring out or the back of the thigh. And it really helps prevent any, facilitate any knee pain or knee pulling that you might have. Because when the hamstring is not stretched, it pulls, and it pulls on that knee as well.
Mm-hmm.
So once you're done with that, I want you now to open the feet a little bit wider, keep your knees straight and lift your body up. And from that position, I want you to stretch both hands out in front of you and round your back. Now, as you round your back, you're like a cat that's rounding your back, but you're keeping your knees, feet apart to give you some stability. I now want you to pull your elbows backwards, tuck your fists or your hands under your armpits, and I want you to squeeze your shoulder blades together. forward again with those hands and round the back. We're now stretching the upper back area and the shoulder blades. Rounding the back opens up your shoulder blades. And as you're pulling those elbows back, tucking your fists or hands underneath your armpits, you squeeze your shoulder blades together. You might hear snap, crackle,
yes,
and pop.
Yes, I'm hearing that right now.
That is beginning tension release. It's the cartilage and the tendons are now flicking over each other, and you're literally causing blood flow in that area. I now want you to do that at least 5 times, nice and easy, in a smooth motion. And once you're done with that, the next one is stretching your hands up over your head, as high as you can. Your feet are still wider than shoulder width apart, knees straight. And I want you to squeeze both elbows into your side. I call this a good morning stretch. You know, in the morning when you stretch your back?
Yes.
You squeeze the elbows into your side. So you're now beginning to stretch the latissimus dorsi, the side of the back. But again, squeezing your shoulder blades together. Stretch it up as high as you can. Stretching the back of the shoulder, the rotator cuff area. And again, pull it in. And this you do for another 5 repetitions. Holding each area at the maximal range of motion of stretching up and pulling in for at least 10 to 15 seconds. And then finally, the last stretch we're going to do today. I want you then to keep your hands on your hips, put your left leg forward, right leg behind it, and I want you to bend the front knee. So you're bending the left leg. Your back knee is straight, and I want you to push your heel into the ground while your knee is straight. Hold that stretch. It's a calf stretch. From that position, keeping your heel flat on the ground, I want you to bend your knee slightly. And you should feel that calf stretch, straight from the meaty part of the calf closer to the knee into the lower part towards your ankle or your Achilles tendon. That's called your soleus. Very important to stretch, especially for the sisters that might wear higher shoes or higher heels. Or if you're walking a lot, you've got to stretch that area out because you could risk injuring your Achilles tendon and damaging your ankles. That stretch you do 5 times on each leg, holding each stretch for, again, 15 to 20 seconds. And that's how simple a very quick and easy stretch could be, and also can have energizing effect on the body because you're moving the body in a different way. You might not burn fat or tone up, but you are increasing your functional mobility, especially as you age.
Brilliant stuff. Ronald, as well, I just got to tell you, this stretch that you spoke about last, we do that before games, and I notice if you do it properly, during the game you're able to, you know, get your speed up a lot quicker. You know, you tend to be a few paces faster than your opposition, just with a good stretch.
Well, you know, you professionals that play this game know this, and I'm glad you're practicing that. But that stretch is great because you begin to literally warm up the tendons and the ligament and the muscles very close to the joints, because you know when you're playing a football game, it's very explosive. And if you don't warm up the ankles and the calf area, you're going to pull stuff in the hamstring, you will pull those muscles and it will slow you down. So by stretching before a game, you'll always have a spring in your step to be one step ahead of the opposition.
Brilliant stuff. And I see here we've got a message from one of the listeners on WhatsApp asking, how much calories does an average person need to burn in a day? What's the estimation?
Oh, that's a very difficult question because it depends on where you are right now. For example, my calorie burn is not dependent on me losing weight because I don't have weight to lose. I actually have to have a bit more calories because of the high musculature that I have to fuel that muscle, especially when I train. So on average, you look at different calorie type diets. But the question is, and I think this is a wonderful topic for us to talk about tomorrow, Brother Jazz,
yeah,
we can unpack different types of calorie needs and what means from a meal perspective. So that if you have a muscle gaining goal, a fat burning goal, and you can lose fat or weight from 5 to 10 kilograms, 10 to 15, 15 plus, what are those calorie goals you should achieve from breathing into your body, from food, but also expenditure from activity and movement? That's a brilliant question and a topic for tomorrow.
Yes,
indeed. That's very detailed.
Jazakallah khair to that caller for sending that question. Remember, you can send your questions through via SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 0727861548 or Twitter is an option as well. You can tweet at EJAZ_K, and I'm just seeing a hilarious one that has come through here. Before we go to that stats, Ronald, let me read it to you. It says, yeah, it's from Dentist Hawa Bibi. She says, who says we don't exercise? we jump to conclusions, we throw our weight around, we twist the truth, we stretch the lies, we bend the rules, we push our luck, we lift our egos, and we run from tough situations. We are absolutely fit, but still we're overweight because we eat our words so often. Keep smiling and spread happiness.
I just worked up a sweat listening to that. Thank you so much for that wonderful message. It's so true and so apt. And it's totally appreciated.
Right, now moving on to the health stats, Ronald. And you've been checking out, you know, our consumption of fizzy drinks. Now, I was going to ask you, how much do we consume as South Africans? How much of fizzy drinks do we consume?
You know, from 2012, it was stated that South Africans consumed over 260 cans of fizzy drinks per person per year. In 2012, that was three times the global average. And that is what is scary, because from then, the consumption has increased, and it's shown in the stats. So on average, South Africans are consuming over 300 cans of fizzy drinks, or the equivalent thereof, per annum per person. Now, if you think about this, that's for adults and for kids. Because when you look at it and you ask yourself, if it's not just fizzy drinks, how much sugar are we consuming in the fizzy drink, but also in this 100% pure fruit juice? Because it's just as equal in high sugar as what fizzy drinks are, even though the perception is that it's healthier. Yes, it is if you dilute it a lot more, but it's very high in sugar. And what does that mean to us, Brother Jazz? If we're consuming over 300 cans of fizzy drink, and on average, a fizzy drink contains 7 to 15 teaspoons of sugar, depending what fizzy drink it is. How much sugar are we consuming? How does that equate to calories in? Very much and very high. And how does that assist us in understanding our risk of diabetes, our risk of heart conditions, etc.? And this is something that we need to be very conscious of, because you just think you're having a drink because you're thirsty. What are you actually doing to your body?
Sure. When it comes to fizzy drinks, I cannot believe that we do drink so much, Ronald.
You know, it is scary, and it's a matter of convenience. It's a matter of just being used to it. I mean, I had a discussion this morning with a group of employees in a corporate in Polokwane. And you know what, on average, out of the 12 people that I spoke to in the first session, 7 of them said they have more than 1 liter of fizzy drink a day.
Sure.
Now, that equates to just under 1,000 rand per annum cost-wise. But the equivalent of that in sugar was literally having 3 tall glasses of sugar raw. And when I showed them that, their eyes popped out, because they actually could now associate the literal visualization of sugar. And when I explained to them how it works in the body, their risk of diabetes increases by 30 to 45%.
Ronald, I'm sorry to disturb you. Yeah, I see a question. It's saying, what about Tang, you know, the powdered drinks for kids? Is that a better alternative?
You know, the same thing with those. They have a lot of preservatives, and you need to understand what the sugar intake actually means and how much sugar is actually in there. And when you look at I'll call them unmarked cold drinks, you know, the diluted ones, the ones that you can mix with water, etc.
Yeah.
Again, it is there to offer a little bit of flavor, but you don't add enough to make it look like it's orange color or fizzy drinks.
Right.
So people need to be conscious of it. It's there to add a little bit of flavor to water that's bland, in case you want some sweetness for your child. But again, how much of it are you actually consuming a day? How much of it are you diluting? And is the concentrate versus the water that you put in the right amount? So again, you are in control thereof, and you're in control of what your kids consume. Is it healthier in the long run? Depending how much you're having. Has it got less sugar than what the fizzy drinks have? Is it not as carbonated? Yes, it is. Will it be more beneficial to you in the long run? Yes, it will. But what is the most beneficial thing? And this is what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consumed and promoted the benefits of: H2O and water.
Perfect. Now, I know you've been checking out takeout stats as well. How much of takeaways do we chow?
You know, way too much. On average, you know, especially in urban populated areas, I'm not talking rural areas here, in urban populated areas of Africa, there were surveys that shown that 70% of us eat fast food at least 3 to 5 times a week.
Sure.
And that includes anything from your burgers, your chips, your pies, your apples, your this, your bunny chow, whatever it may be. fast food is junk food. Junk food has got very little caloric value to you. And what are you doing? You're creating a calorie deficit, and you're creating a system in your body that is becoming more toxic to yourself in the long run than anything else. 3 to 5 times a week. That is absolutely crazy.
And expensive as well.
It's extremely expensive. If you think about it, people say that eating healthy or eating at home is more expensive than eating out. It's not. If you choose to go to breakfast stores to buy in the commerce to see health food, that is your decision. But if you go and you buy, you know, some salad, some lettuce, you know, pieces of chicken and so forth, and you prepare it at home, if you work it out, it works out to literally 30 to 40% cheaper than going for takeout. There's less salt, less sugar, less fried components to it, and you control the flavor through spice. So you can enjoy it more, involve the family in it, and just be conscious of it, people, because we are literally approaching 1.2 million more obese people in South Africa by the year 2017, if we continue on the sugar and fast food trend.
Hmm. Anything else you want to mention in closing, Ronald, for today?
Well, definitely so. I think that in closing, we should be conscious of our lifestyle habits. And just like, you know, we look at the month of Ramadan coming up in the next couple of weeks, it shouldn't just be for the month of Ramadan that we're conscious of so much. We should make that a consistent habit throughout our year. And it's difficult at times. The same thing with healthy living. Exercise and eating healthy are the number one and number two secret ingredients to overall health, vitality, energy, and looking and feeling great. The power is in your hands. The choice is yours. What you choose is up to you. You and I, Brother Ejaz, are there to help and guide people,
yes,
but we can't ultimately make that choice of action for them.
Indeed, it's up to every single one to make that decision, and inshallah, people will work towards living a more healthier lifestyle, a better you indeed. Jazakallah khair for today, Ronald. We'll pick it up, inshallah, tomorrow. You have yourself a wonderful day, sir.
Wonderful to you too, and tomorrow we chat all about calories. So assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald Abaji, fitness and wellness expert there, giving us a lowdown regards to how much fizzy drinks we consume as well as how much takeaways we chow. And we do love our takeaways, no lies. But I guess moderation is the key when it comes to those type of things. People eating 3 to 5 times, that's madness. Madness. But anyways, coming up after this short break, I'll be talking to you about the benefits of using miswak. Yes, I've been using miswak even during the shows. Hope it doesn't come on air, I don't think. But yeah, some of the benefits of using miswak. Stay tuned to the Power Half Hour.
So I will pray. Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close, I'll never stray back, keeping it deep within my soul, just wait for me to come home.
Yes, indeed, I'm just picking up this information from one of the networks. I don't think it is a Muslim website, but it's interesting to see, you know, the non-Muslim perspective on miswak. So here it goes, the benefits of brushing with the miswak or chewing stick. A miswak or siwak, a twig the majority of people from Muslim countries use daily to brush their teeth, is an alien thing to most people in the Western world. Although it might sound outdated to use twigs from trees to clean one's mouth and teeth, studies conducted on the miswak prove otherwise, inferring that the miswak is better than toothpaste for preventing gum disease. The miswak, referred to at times as the chewing stick by Westerners, is also an alternative form of medicine. Let's analyze this wonder trick, keeping documented scientific studies as proof. But first of all, why would anyone think of using a tree twig to clean their teeth, is what some people will be asking. The fact is that ancient man did not have the facility of modern day toothbrush, hence many cultures have used the miswak for oral hygiene. The reason for common use of the miswak by Muslims can be attributed, though, to religious beliefs. The holy last messenger of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used the miswak frequently and instructed his followers to do the same. The miswak is obtained from the twigs of the arak or pilu tree. Many other varieties are in common use, including walnut and olives. Now, there are 70 benefits of miswak as known through ancient Islamic literature. Scientists of today have not yet attempted the study of these boons, while others have been proven by lab effectiveness as stated. The benefits of the miswak range widely. Either the main ones are what we would say oral health. Now, I've found another piece of information giving all of the health benefits. We'll start off with, it starts enhancing the memory. Now, this, I can tell you from a recent experience, that I've been finding out in the last few months or so that my memory has been pop. You can tell me something today, tomorrow I'll forget it. I call it Dory syndrome. But since I've started using the Miswak, I found that my memory has improved. My wit has returned. Yes, my wit has returned. My the ability to quickly respond, humorously to things has returned, and I'm attributing that to the use of Miswak. It also eliminates slime, it produces aroma in the mouth, it strengthens the gums, blocks tooth decay, stops further growth of decay. It's a remedy for headaches. It helps relieving toothaches. It triggers the teeth to sparkle. Eliminates the yellowish look of the teeth, improves the eyesight. It's helpful for the health of your whole body. Helps the process of digestive function, the treatment of mouth disease, and clears the voice. And I'm sure you can notice there's a difference in my voice. It's more bubbly and alive nowadays. And that too I can attribute to the use of Miswak. It triggers the appetite. Yes, Ronald, I hope you're not listening now. But when you use Miswak, you notice that, I don't know if it helps with metabolism as well, but what happens is when you chow, the chow tastes even better, and that is no lie. Also, it boosts the eloquence of one's speech, and it improves the intelligence. So there's lots of boons in terms of health benefits if you want to take up the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Religious benefits, it creates luster or noor on the face of the one who regularly employs it. It is a remedy for all diseases except death. It multiplies the thawab of salah. It is a thing that will bring in greater rankings in Jannah for those who use it. The greatest advantage of using the Miswak is the achievement of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. And what an easy way to please your Creator. Another thing they've got here regards to the etiquette of Miswak. The Miswak shouldn't be too hard or too soft. You must rub the Miswak on the gums at least three times and dip it in water every time. Place the Miswak upright when not in use. Yes, you do it for your toothbrush, do it for your Miswak. Miswak should not be thicker than the ring finger and not longer than the hand. You must use your right hand, obviously, to use the Miswak. And you should clean your Miswak at least three times a day. To use Miswak in ablution is an emphasized sunnah. Miswak is sunnah for ablution and not for sunnah. Use the Miswak from one end on and not both. Also, you see lots of guys using Miswak, but females can use the Miswak too, obviously. Cut the bristles of the Miswak every 1 to 2 days and begin fresh by biting it to make it soft. It is permissible to use the Miswak also while fasting. So there you go, in terms of so many benefits of using the Miswak, and it is such an easy sunnah that we all can, you know, move towards implementing this into our lives, into our kids' lives. And as you see, there's so many benefits. You're not just doing it for the sunnah's sake as well. It has so many benefits for you and your body. This is the Power Half Hour, and we're glad that you are able to join us for this program today. We hope it's been beneficial, and as Ronald said, tomorrow we'll be discussing calories and calories intake that question came through via one of our listeners via WhatsApp. So we thank you so much for joining us on the program today, and inshallah we'll be back with you tomorrow at 1:30 once again for live workout, health Q&As, and of course, very, very interesting discussions that we have during the program. So from myself, Ijaz Khan, and the engineer, Usama Ustazi, Basiyuni, it's Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh. Before we go, remember, always keep interacting with us. Let us know what you enjoy on the show, what you'd want to hear on the show. You can do so, SMS 488-0727-861-548 is the WhatsApp number. Or tweet at EJAZ_K. I was just laughing yesterday when one of our listeners, Fatima, sending a message through that the power half hour should be a power 1 hour. But inshallah, let's see what happens with your duas. And we'll see if that will happen someday, inshallah. But for now, enjoy the power half hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.